The issue of lead poisoning in this country has come into focus again because of the water crisis in Flint, Michigan. But by far, the biggest risk of lead poisoning to children is from paint. Despite decades of effort, hundreds of thousands of children are still poisoned every year. NPR's Jennifer Ludden reports from Baltimore.
In the kitchen of a 1930s row house, environmental assessor Hector Moreno is finding hazardous lead paint everywhere.
Look here on the door, the patterns of the chipping paint, so all this is going to be removed.
The chipping looks like alligator scales, same on the windows. In the basement, water pools around a toilet. There's a leak in a bedroom wall. This moisture breaks down paint. Moreno's with Green and Healthy Homes Initiative. It's been contracted by the city to repair and replace all this. That's because the one-year-old girl who lives here was found to have a dangerously high level of lead.
We'll go over a list of foods for you to feed the child.
Moreno's colleague gives the mother tips on food to counter the lead and a special vacuum for lead dust. But it's been 6 months since the lead test. Kenise Riccardi hopes her daughter won't suffer the behavior or learning problems lead can cause. Up to now, she hasn't told anyone about the poisoning.
It's because I don't want people to judge. You know, we live in a society where you're labeled for just the simplest thing.
Baltimore banned lead paint in 1950, decades before the rest of the country. It's seen a dramatic decline in the number of children with lead poisoning. But Ruth Ann Norton, the head of Green and Healthy Homes, says, like everywhere, it's taken too long to accept that any level of lead is harmful.
For decades, we were telling families, kids who had levels of 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, that they were really safe. That was the message. And we knew they weren't safe.
We have actually lowered our threshold for intervention from 10 micrograms per deciliter to 5 micrograms per deciliter ahead of state guidelines.
Lena Nguyen is Baltimore's health commissioner. She says the city also has universal lead testing, though that's a challenge to carry out.
A primary care doctor may recommend that the child is tested. However, by the time the parent goes to a lab and then gets that report back, some kids may fall through the cracks during that time.
Nguyen wants funding for instant testing in doctors' offices. Maryland's governor says the state will also begin testing all children for lead. Advocate Norton says that's great, but it's not a solution.
There's only one cure for lead poisoning, for the irreversible, high-cost impact of lead poisoning, and that's prevention.
Well, the good news is that Maryland has been very aggressive.
Environment Secretary Ben Grumbles says a housing registry certifies which rental units are lead safe. And if tenants see a problem,
they have the right to notify their landlord under Maryland law if they see chipping, peeling, or flaking paint, and to get the landlord to fix that.
But extensive reporting by the Baltimore Sun finds landlords don't always fix it. And state auditors say the registry of hundreds of thousands of homes is riddled with errors. What's more, landlords only have to act after a child has a lead level of 10. They opposed recent legislation to lower that. Thomas Thompson is with the Maryland Multi-Housing Association.
Unfortunately, the more we are sued and the more risk reductions we have to do, all those costs, unfortunately, is passed on to the tenant in most cases.
There should be a program initiated to remove lead from every home in the country.
Attorney Brian Brown sues landlords on behalf of children. He says the federal government has never fully funded lead poisoning prevention.
There's no doubt in my mind that if rich white kids were the ones being poisoned by lead, this problem would have been solved 75 years ago.
Advocate Ruth Ann Norton says studies show a large-scale investment would more than pay off, from education to criminal justice.
The kids will read better. They're going to be less likely to be violent. They will live healthier. Why wouldn't we do it?
She's pushing for a national task force to take up that question. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News.